You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, hour number two on Trucker Thursday, Trucker Appreciation Week. A beautiful forecast coming up. My goodness gracious. How great is that forecast? I mean, like, phenomenal.
I'm not that excited about it.
I am, because I got high school football tomorrow night, and I'm going jogging and walking and doing all this stuff. I am, Jim.
You're doing the high school football game. Let's stick with the truth. But yes, it's going to be a great weekend.
So talk about a flashback. When I was in college in the late 70s in Arizona, the biggest thing going was the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, my God.
It was so big, it was mind-boggling. We got Kurt Graves, the director, and Zeb Metzler. Zeb, what's your title?
Star of the show.
Actor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And you guys open tonight. Tell us, I would agree with John that I asked you earlier, is there an ebb and flow to this? And you're like, it's always been there.
So this is the Rocky Horror Show, which is the stage production,
right?
Which got turned into the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the mid-70s.
Yeah, it was staged before a movie.
It was staged before a movie.
And you're the director. The
movie, and I'm the director.
Cool.
And the movie was just as popular as the stage show, which was to say it wasn't. And then...
But then it created this cult following
that has over... I mean, it's been 50 years now. Yeah. 50 years. And it is still, weekly, there are theaters showing this movie, people go dressed up, and it is just, it's Mecca for weird people who love to see a little bit of fantasy and a little bit of fun and a little bit of,
But let's be honest, there's no entities more than performance entertainment where you can put your heart and soul into it and say, this is going to be so great. Oh, my God. This is going to be amazing. And it just flops. And then other time, I was just reading about Gene Hackman. He was sitting and having beers during the break in the set of Hoosiers. Oh, with, what's his name? Not Harvey Keitel. Who played his partner. Longtime great actor. But anyway, he says, you know what? Enjoy this beer. Because this movie's going to be such a flop. Our careers are done. They are dead. We're never going to be. And that was for Hoosiers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then there were other ones like that. The Big Lebowski. Total flop. Now one of the biggest cult classics in the business. True. Yeah. But so wouldn't you agree with that? It's always a walk in space with performance type things.
Yeah.
And were you one of those people back in the day that were one of these cult followings, or what made you want to direct this out of versus Sound of Music?
I would say on the scale of people who are Rocky Horror fans, I probably fall somewhere in the middle in that I've been a fan since I was old enough to watch the movie, but certainly there are people who are much more involved and excited about it than I am. I just like working with really great people in cool creative environments, and so that's what we get to do at Birder Players at the Dudley Birder Theater in De Pere. And so I would say yes to directing all sorts of shows as long as I get to be with really great people.
So Zeb, you're an actor.
I am.
And you've played in other things?
Yes.
What's your thing? Are you a singer, dancer?
Yeah. I grew up on the stage singing and dancing ever since I was a little kid. So music and musical theater is in my blood, literally.
Were you a product of the Dudley Birder Studios?
Not like growing up.
Okay.
I grew up in Northern Indiana, so I've only been in Wisconsin the past, couple decades.
Right.
But I've been with the Birder Players for the past 6 seasons now.
Okay.
So I've been in numerous different roles, and this one definitely takes the
cake. Did you ever meet Mr. Birder?
I did, yes.
What a wonderful gentleman.
Yes, absolutely. He was a true icon.
I used to do that project called the Mino Project for NBC 26, and that was my very first story.
Was
him? I swear, we sat in his office then for 3 hours and talked Notre Dame football of the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean? It sounds like crazy, but he went to Notre Dame. He was this huge Notre Dame football fan. And we talked about and he was 90 something at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful gentleman he was.
Yeah. My kids all grew up in Dudley Birder Studios, which is just, and we talk about theater.
Yeah.
What a life skill Yes. Whether you pursue it the rest of your life or not, it's correct. Still life skills to get up in front of people, talk, do presentations.
Jim and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
So I was in theater and just things like that, and Jim's daughters all were firm believers that I don't care what line of work you go into, getting in front of people, acting, doing something, I guarantee you that's going to help you somewhere in your life.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single person should do at least one stage show.
Yep.
And work in at least one restaurant or customer service job.
Good point.
And you'll know everything you need to know.
Or in my day, be it a gas station pump jock. We had to deal with that.
What I add to that list is and also run for office. That's pretty humbling too. So, all right. How did you decide to direct this out of I'm assuming you directed
honestly,
other shows.
I directed a couple shows here in Green Bay since I moved here.
Right.
I also grew up in theater and have been an actor and a fan and worked
That's
on the
awesome.
Tech side. But mostly we're doing this show because our choreographer Anna, it's a bucket list show for her, and she does such phenomenal work and works so hard and does like 4 or 5 shows a year for us over at Birder Players. And she was like, "This is one I really really want to do," and it was like, "Okay. Well, let's do it."
So, all right, this opens tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where is this Theater of the Round thing at Norbert's, or is this at the Birder thing next to the Abbey? Where's this? Where's the show?
This is on Broadway in De Pere. So this is a separate space that Alicia Birder, Dudley's daughter, created.
Yes.
I think the building used to be a movie theater at one point.
Yeah.
It's right next to the Walgreens that's on the...
Right on Broadway. Okay, that's where the show is tonight.
So that's where the show is tonight, 123 South Broadway.
Yes.
Outstanding. Yeah. I was an actor. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm surprised it took this long for him to do that.
You're recovering? You're no longer an actor?
I was an award-winning actor.
He's got a certificate from high school. Where there was
massage junior college gym.
I have a couple plastic trophies in my closet as well.
Okay. Are you?
This is paper.
No, I can't find it, by the way. I've been looking for it. Plaster of Paris. It was painted...
Okay. Cool. All right. Anyway, he was.
I played George in Mice and Men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
In high school?
College.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better in college.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you played to the students. See, I was at the Capitol Theater and I was in the Music Man. So.
Oh.
Stage. Oh, he was also, what's a Tiny Tim or whatever in a Christmas Carol.
That's true.
Merry Christmas to all. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. Anyway, that's...
How's the acting community here for something like this? Where do you get the talent?
Oh my gosh, the talent is overflowing. We have so many new faces to the Birder Players and to this show specifically this season that it's mind-blowing. I mean, we've got a bunch of what we would call maybe our veterans joining this crazy crew, but the talent is just insane. Individuals from, I think, mostly the greater Green Bay area. We have some that live down in the Fox Valleys and things as well. But yeah, the talent is just incredible for the show.
That's another thing about this show. I've done it before down in Sheboygan, and you see faces you've never seen before because of the Rocky Horror Effect.
Right.
People love this show in particular. They will travel to do it.
And so it
brings in new people. Hopefully we'll get lots of new people coming to the theater as audience members as well and welcome them.
Yeah. They'll bring their... fans, right? They'll bring their friends.
All of our roadies. And aside from even just the talent on stage, having a live band back. We haven't had a live band, I think, since COVID. Pre-COVID at the theater. So having that live band, you know, really just driving the show has just been next level.
We got a text here of something that I was going to ask. Will people be allowed to, quote, play along like they do at the movie, throwing stuff and screaming stuff?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So
just a very important question.
So we have.
I think it's no and yes.
We have two what we're calling our midnight performances because you might get home by midnight. So we have two 9:30 p.m. shows, and those we're calling our audience participation shows, where we really encourage the shout outs and the verbal participation. But we have live actors on stage, so no throwing things at them.
Right.
It's not like throwing things at a screen.
Right.
It doesn't bounce back. They might trip and fall, and half of them are wearing heels.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But this is the type of performance where actors want to just kind of like let loose. Let their real personalities come out and just have fun.
Absolutely.
That's this kind of a show, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that live theater, which is, there's nothing like it, but when you can have the audience participate, like Sheer Madness, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's really like you're guessing what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
That is really cool theater.
Yeah.
And you know, you to bring that
right.
to life is yeah. like a movie can't do that.
Right. And Kurt and I were talking about that a little bit this morning, too, because last night at our preview, we actually had a small invited audience that was able to then do that participation. So they're shouting out, you right. know, all this stuff. And some of us, you know, who've kind of grown up with this and are more familiar with some of those lines.
Expect it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of forgot about some of them. Like, oh, yeah, yes. I forgot about that. So we've got this younger generation who's never been a part of that. So they're just like, what's going on? So
yeah, that's
just
cool.
to see them interact with that and to see their reaction to it was just as priceless.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So that tonight, that's $39. Mm-hmm. And the tickets, where do we get them? Is it through?
Yeah, you can go online. birderonbroadway.org/reservations is right. the link. And then you can go onto their website and you can buy them online. Or there's also the number that you can call into the box office and get tickets if you're old school. Mm-hmm. And we have 8 performances over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know that you're going to be able to get tickets for tonight anymore. But if you're interested, definitely get on that website soon because they're going.
All right. What else are you guys working on? I mean, we every Friday we try to feature local talent music-wise, theater-wise, and I think sometimes we're overshadowed a little bit because we live in a sports town, which
we do. What
sports would that be?
Well, just even high school, and you guys work as hard as any team out there, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of rehearsals and practice and late night and everything else. So, anything in the queue that you can tease us with?
For me, as far as live theater is concerned, like I can do one of these every couple of years, and that's about all I can do. Like, it is so much work.
I can't even imagine.
And it takes so much creative energy, and I use a lot of creative energy in my day job. So it's every couple of years is enough for me. So I'm ready to get this one launched and then take a break for a little while. Yeah. But at Birder, I know they have White Christmas coming up next for the Christmas season.
Yeah,
so that'll
be
up.
That'd be fun.
That's coming up in December.
Yeah.
Was that
Danny?
Danny Kaye who else? Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. All mm-hmm. right. I like it. Yeah. One more thing. Tell people out here, if you've got some talent, you don't have to be a whatever. Tell them there's a place for them to come and, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, so much. I mean, we have somebody, a new person to the cast who is, I think he's the eldest person in the cast. You wouldn't know because he's in amazing shape. But this is his first stage show.
That's like awesome.
At 59.
Beautiful.
You know,
I love
to hear
that.
He's a huge fan of Rocky Horror.
And if you
want to
participate, the crew, the backstage, you guys are very inviting.
Absolutely. I always thought there's a place for everybody in the theater.
Love local theater.
Yeah,
really do.
Love it.
And I encourage young people to get involved as much as possible.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for being here, guys. Best of luck with
Thank
the whole
you.
Thing.
Yes, come see us.
Get
the time off with us.
Love to.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. Back up.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
W.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mirror. That was fun, man.
Man,
that sounds like a great show.
Those guys, pretty high energy, and it's what 7 o'clock in the morning, and they got their show tonight at 9:30. Did you say?
Yeah,
sold out. At least it's gonna be tough to get tickets tonight, but they're doing 8 performances, and if you haven't experienced that, you should.
It's different.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, put it this way: if you're easily offended on certain things, you might want to sit this one out. If you're okay to just kind of go with the flow and everything that goes along with it, then you're going to really enjoy it.
I remember the first time I saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Right? I was like, what is this? Several times I'm going, what is this, right?
Yeah.
But then I got into it just because it's so different and weird.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really great actors in that movie, too.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
I mean.
Tim Curry. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Was it Brian Been Boswick?
Yeah.
Brian Boswick.
You might want to...
Meatloaf is in that thing?
Oh, yeah.
You might want to leave mom at home and bring her to White Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that. If you bought her a season's pass, mom, you know what?
I'm going to bring mine out of this one.
Yeah.
So, White Christmas would be
fun.
But he was just saying how much work, you know, and I think you and I appreciate, I think a lot of people appreciate it, but the work that goes into this, like that guy said, I can't wait till this is
unbelievable.
Until it launches and he's going to take, 2 years off?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I haven't been to that theater on Broadway, right next to Walgreens.
Okay.
You know, and so, yeah, we got to get there.
Yeah.
But that's great that they're doing that. And birders have done so much. Like, well, I knew you knew Dudley, and of course, so did I.
So Rocky Horror Picture Show is going on now. Their next one, as you mentioned, was White Christmas.
Yeah.
So, is that, I get two of them mixed up, though. Is yeah. that, is you know what I'm talking about?
Because they're very similar.
What's right? the other one?
Because the
sisters,
song
White Sisters.
That's
White Christmas. That is White yeah. Christmas. Yeah.
There's another one, though.
Danny Kaye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good.
He was a jerk, by the way.
Who?
Danny Kaye. I've met him. Tried to meet him. He's a jerk.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that. I think he'd be.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't like him.
Bing Crosby was a little bit of a.
That's what I heard, too.
Well, he was a little tough with his family.
Yeah, very tough.
Yeah, he was like.
Very tough.
They asked him. Remember that interview they had with him about his daughter? If she would, like.
It was Mary Crosby?
But if she would, like, date someone or live with that, move in.
Yeah.
And he's like, aloha on a steel guitar. Just totally write her off. It's yeah. like, nah, it's not the way it is today. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
He was tough on his, I don't know a lot about him, but I would thought Danny Kaye would have been like the no, super nice
Holiday
guy.
Holiday Inn was the other
Holiday
one.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Holiday right. Inn.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Two different, but
Holiday
yes.
Inn. I think
similar, but similar, so, right?
I think Holiday Inn is the one where Bing Crosby first sang White Christmas.
Yes, that is correct. That,
okay.
That was the first one.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
I know my old movies.
Yeah, you do. Where did you run into Bing? Danny Kaye.
He was when I was in Arizona,
yeah,
and I was still going to college, but I was interning for a TV station. You need to go out in spring training with a photog. You just do interviews, you know, with people, whatever, whatever. And Danny Kaye was part owner of the brand new Seattle Mariners baseball team.
Really?
And they were in Tempe, Arizona for their spring training.
Hmm.
And it was really small stadiums back then, really homey kind of, and in the press box would be like right next, literally for me to that flag would be Danny Kaye sitting. Okay. And about three times, Mr. Kaye, I'm an intern with KPNX. Wonder, can I just do. And like, look at me and just leave you standing. You know, remember when Dr. Chad, what's it called? Leave you red or something.
Yeah.
When you text somebody and you see this and he just went one turn, just went.
Wow.
Just like that. I'm like, oh my God. So, I went back to TV station. Hey, did you have Danny Kaye? No, he went to. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you can't take no for an answer. Go back out tomorrow. It's like, oh God, I'm 20 years old, and
yeah.
This is Danny Kaye. So I go through their PR person, and he goes, "Hey, Mr. Kaye, this gentleman needs him." He goes, I told him yesterday, no. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, did you?
Or he said, no. He says, I told him yesterday, I don't have time.
So, I didn't know you back then. But did you restrain yourself? Because you wouldn't take.
I just said, no, all I said was, Mr. Kaye, I totally respect that. I understand that. And big fan of yours and all the things you've done. And I'll just let you sit there, you old bastard.
Because you wouldn't walk away today. That's for sure. Wow.
Just say.
You know, I mean, yeah, really. Especially when you're a kid trying to make, you know.
Yes.
But stars were so big back then. Now everybody's a star.
Absolutely.
Right? So when they have attitudes today, it's like, oh, come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was really disappointing. Yeah. Really disappointing. Yeah. So that's what we talked about, Danny Kaye. That was my running with Danny Kaye. So okay. Two of the biggest jerks I met in showbiz, Danny Kaye and Frank Gorshin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Frank Gorshin and then Frank Gifford, too, wasn't
Frank yeah,
as
right.
nice as he should have been.
Frank Gifford was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've met some jerks along the line, believe me. Yeah.
How about you, Jim?
You know, I don't know. I we did, but we were doing lighting and sound. You know, like we could really help them,
right? Yeah, you are,
and they were super nice.
Or
like
screw them up if you wanted to.
Well, we would never do that.
Oh,
but
I would.
Yeah, but no, like just no people. Yeah. They were nicer to us than they had to be. Like, right, we'd go in their dressing room at between shows. You know, Rodney Dangerfield and James Darren, Frankie Avalon.
What would they do?
You met Rodney?
Oh yeah.
Hell,
oh, a lot of times. Yeah, he'd wear a white robe.
I was just going to ask if he did the robe thing.
He swore to God.
I watched
an
old Johnny Carson thing, and he talked about how they would sit in robes in their dressing room.
Always,
you know,
always, always.
You know why? Because I read a thing about Don Rickles did the same thing.
I know why.
Right till he went on stage.
Never met him.
You know why?
Slacks.
You know why, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The creases.
Exactly.
Oh, sure.
Don Rickles and Regis Philbin would go back and wear. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
The crease had to be perfect.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be sitting down or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. He said, oh, that was an old, like, even like, Don Rickles about that, about Jackie Gleason, all those old guys, they wouldn't put on their pants until the moment they stepped
Johnny
on stage.
Johnny Carson, we used to say, those guys wanted to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. No,
there's
I
a certain people class say that. Have about you met that.
jerks. I don't remember anybody. They were, you know.
How was the Dalai Lama? Good? Yeah, he's good, right?
Now there was a jerk.
There's
no.
Biggest jerk. I gotta tell you. One who was a total jerk. The Dalai Lama. The Dalai bleeping Lama is a jerk. I said to him,
your hands are so soft.
Yeah,
they were.
What do you use? What do you do? You soaked him in Vaseline or something at night? That's unbelievable.
They were.
That's unbelievable. By the way, you know, that's from Of Mice and Men.
You were in that.
Yeah. But Curly, remember Curly? He was the bully.
No, I don't. No.
Curly was the bully who had the really hot wife that was, she was a real, as they said in the show, floozy, who got around. Remember that? But he was a boxer. So he'd always wear a gloves to keep his hands with Vaseline to keep his hands nice and soft. Yes. You never saw Mice and Men?
How don't remember the gloves.
That?
I don't know.
We could do Mice and Men.
I could have gone to your show.
I could play.
I didn't know you were in it. I would have been there.
I could play George. You could play his side. You could play my sidekick. Lenny.
Like I'm doing now.
I was just going to say, not that different from this.
Hey, guys, set a break. Huge news coming in real estate. And we're going to have Chris and Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, here to talk
about
it.
That'll be fun.
Very, very big. Biggest news of the year. Back after this. I'm taking little miles and miles out good
wine. I just passed the Jimmy. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Air podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a beautiful Thursday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. We are here with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. We've been waiting a long time for this day.
Yes, we sure have.
And there's been a lot of rumors all year. Are the rates going to come down? What's going to happen? Is it going to be a quarter? Is it going to be whatever? I don't know when you got the news, but what did you think when you first got it last night?
Oh, I had my eyes on the prize right when he was talking. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard it along with the rest of the world. So big day in our industry. A lot of people waiting for that for 4 years.
And holding off.
And,
too. Yeah,
and
see
holding
what happens.
Off. Yep. And, you know, I wasn't surprised by the 0.5%. I saw that coming. I knew that the 25 basis points has been baked in for probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that rates really didn't change yesterday, though. That's what people think. People correlate the mortgage rate with the Federal Reserve rate.
Right.
And so they thought, oh my gosh, rates are going to fall by 0.5%. That did not happen. Rates were left relatively unchanged. So that's kind of the surprise to people.
So the banks are just making more money?
There's a lot of different ways to look at it, depending on where your lines are.
But we'll really be careful about that one. Well, you got to shop a little bit more, right? Because some people are going to pass this on, right, to the consumer?
Yeah, so rates will. So the big thing I think that was surprising yesterday was the fact that they said that they were going to come down 0.25%
right.
next month and then 0.25% in December. So that would technically be 1 point in the third quarter here, which that's a big move.
Mm-hmm.
I would anticipate then that we see some reductions in rates and things like that. However, I think people thought that, like, I got a lot of phone calls yesterday and the day before that wanted to prep because they thought it was coming today mm-hmm. or yesterday. And it does take a little bit of time for the markets to catch up. But the one thing is the mortgage rates will follow the Federal Reserve, but it's not a direct indicator of a mortgage rate. It's a direct indicator on the rates basically that the banks are borrowing at. So that's coming down. But remember, the bank is going to add 2 to 3% so that they can make money. So that's where the mortgage rates are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the layman's terms, if you will, for the general public.
So when they do come down, and I think they will,
yep.
I mean, there's going to be a little bit of competitive pressure.
There is going to be.
To do that. But, I was telling you in the break, I'm from the old fashioned 20, 25% down, and you wouldn't refinance unless it was at least 1 point. And you're saying that even 0.5% because of the mortgage size may be something to consider?
Yeah. So even when I started doing this 23 years now, when I started, loan amounts average were 100, 150. I mean, probably even lower at the time, 125. Sure. So it took probably a point to get there to make the return on investment. So you have to look at a refinance, for instance, you need a return on investment. You're investing closing costs, regardless of what any lender tells you, there's closing costs to a refinance. They can say there's free closing costs, but there's not free closing costs. And this is what I always go back to. If you need an appraisal, the appraiser's not doing it for free. The title company is not going to insure your house for free. And the municipality is not going to re-record it for free. The lender can waive their fees, but there's still fees that are involved in you refinancing. And what a lot of lenders are going to do, I was saying this to Jim when you were, there's a lot of predatory lenders out there right now. So I really want to make that note. They're foaming at the mouth to refinance because this is their get rich quick in the next few months.
Because of the fees.
Well, because if they don't make any money if they don't close a loan.
Right.
So they want to close your loan. However, to the consumer and to protect the consumer, make sure you understand exactly what your fees are. If right. they tell you that there's no fees, they are probably wrapped up in your loan amount. There's fees. You're just not coming to the table with any money. That's a difference. And if you roll everything into your loan, and let's say you do that right now.
Yeah.
And you roll everything into your loan. And then in 6 months, rates are down further and you want to refinance again and you roll them in again, your principal balance can go up really quick. So just be careful. That's a note I really wanted to make today because it's important for the consumer to know to protect themselves from putting in all of a sudden $10,000 of fees and having a lender talking to buying the rate down now and then adding all these fees and then rolling in your escrow and everything else. And before you know it, your loan amount's $10,000 higher than it was 2 days ago.
Wow. So the fees should just be a separate check. You know, refinance your loan. You know what I mean? I kind of understand a little
bit
of that.
In a perfect world, I agree with you, but a lot of people don't. So what
they roll it in, they don't feel, they don't see it.
They don't,
what
that's
you're just saying,
it is,
they just don't see it. And all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, did I really come out ahead on this deal?
Whereas if they had to take their checkbook and actually
write a check, then you're just refinancing your original loan at 0.5% or lower. That makes some sense. And what do you want to get your money back in, what, a year or two? I mean, what do you look
for? I was going to say that's perfect. So the return on investment, technically we can't refinance. And the guidelines are in place that I believe it's 36 months. You have to have the break even to make a net tangible benefit. So that net tangible benefit. But yeah, like you just said, that's a long time. Right now, I'd prefer to see you break even in like 12 to 18 months at the most. Because again, we know we're on the downward slide. So if you want a lower rate now to get some relief now, I want you to get that return on investment within a year if you can. So that way, if you want to refinance next year, then that's the long haul. Mm-hmm. Great. It makes sense. But these, to do it for 36 months, because listen, the lender's playbook, and this comes back from a long time ago. Well, I'll just give you a half point now, and I know they're coming down. Then I'll give you another half point. And then now I just wrapped in three loans that I can close.
With all the different fees.
Right. With all the different fees.
Wow.
So
that's how they get
you. That's how they get you. So you got to be careful. But listen, I've played this game in the rest of the housing markets. I've seen it played. A lot of those lenders no longer have licenses for a reason. And it's just a way that I feel I have a platform right here with you guys to try to make sure the consumer is educated so that they can make the best decision for themselves.
All right. So, Kristen, at Point Mortgage Corporation, your company, you can vet that stuff out.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
These predatory lenders. But, okay, so we're talking about refinancing, but let's just talk about the new buyers.
Yes.
This makes a difference.
This does make a difference. So, right now with the housing inventory, this is why I don't believe we're still anywhere near what we were in 2008 and 10. A lot of people are bringing it back. People are borrowing more than they had. That's definite. I mean, you can just Google anything and know that the country is in higher credit card debt than they've ever been. So that's easy to understand. But at the same time, the inventory is still low. So lower rates are going to drive house prices up. So that competitive nature is still going to be there. And right now, I think we're staying stagnant a little bit and we're quiet in our area because people were waiting for the rates to see if there was a crazy fall. But it's one of those, be careful what you wish for. Lower rates are great. I'm all about it. But a really slow decline is where we need to be to keep it comfortable and to keep and to keep it strong, if you will.
The catch 22 is, okay, the rates get lower. More people get excited. They jump into the buying market.
Yep.
You have more buyers, which makes it more of a seller's market, which means they can get a higher price for it.
100%.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
100%.
Right.
I mean, because a lower payment is now going to bring more people in.
But the answer, which is a long, long-term answer, though, is inventory.
Yes.
And
that's still going to be our issue is inventory. We need more. There's no doubt about
it. Right. And if you look at just little Green Bay, I mean, they're talking thousands of housing units that we need. You know, and that's just our little city.
And
so.
Do you know, I was watching, and it's a source I very much trust. I was watching this morning just to kind of stay on it. I like to listen and read all different sides.
Sure.
And put what I really believe is in the middle. And they were saying that, with that being said, if rates go down half a point in interest rate, there will be 5 million new buyers nationwide ready to enter the market.
What?
We don't have 5 million houses to put them in, so what are we
going
to
do? No, that's for sure.
And
that's the reality of
that
it.
That just creates more competition to buy that house.
Exactly.
I'd like to see some of these, you know, all these apartments convert to condominiums. And I know it's tough to get bank financing. Maybe the government's got to step in a little bit. But, you know, long term, especially, you know, like all three of us with kids, you want them to build equity. And if they're paying $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 in rent, it's like, is this a good idea in five years? What do you got? Bunch of receipts. So if they could just have some, and they won't have, in 5 years, not a tremendous amount of equity, but they'll have something, you know, more than they would have if just renting. So I just hope this financing and inventory, and I hope we all get on the same page here to really help the young consumer to build some equity.
Well, I just, you know, you talk about all the different aspects of it. Like when we were talking with Deanna and Ben Malcor yesterday, and I said, why aren't builders building first-time homebuyer type houses?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, the supply thing is still bad. The prices for things are still bad. It's whatever. It's like, you know, can you price it in the price market of a first-time homebuyer with the cost that you have going in?
Right. Like an affordable home right now being built is $350,000.
That's what I mean.
I mean, it's
crazy.
That's
not affordable.
No, it's not affordable. So it's an oxymoron to say that that's affordable housing.
Right. Exactly.
There's no doubt about it. land prices are up. Developing prices are up.
Yep.
You know, all of your contractor prices are up, which means it's going to be really hard to bring that down unless we have some kind of tax breaks on the developing or, you know, something to that nature. I don't know what the answer
something
is.
Artificial something artificial almost has to be added to the mix, because with the way it's going, I don't see a solution, do you?
Yeah.
And it's right now.
Yeah.
The converting all these commercial buildings selling. But then now you have all kinds of red tape from the municipalities. And a lot of times converting those old buildings into condominiums costs more.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Jim and I have talked about that.
Yeah.
It actually costs more sometimes to reclaim a beautiful old building than to knock it down and build a new building.
Yep. Yeah. So that makes it tough.
Yeah.
But I think, Kristen, what the municipalities, like I think you were just alluding to, you know, we all got to work together to make more affordable housing. And I think we've got to lighten up a little bit on some of these zoning, you know, that. But the other thing is that, you know, we have to kind of encourage, and we were talking about this yesterday with a friend of John and mine, that, you know, this pretty talented kid whose dad's a carpenter. It's like, why don't you become a carpenter? You know, he wants to do all this, like, marketing, and which is great. It's a great field.
Yeah.
My degree's in that. But
I'd be a carpenter in a heartbeat.
But I tell you, there's some money in that. And those guys can make, like, $80,000, and they can, you know.
Oh, the
blue-collar
work.
Think about that 22-year-old, 28-year-old kid, or 20-year-old kid, I should say, in the 20s, making that kind of cash in Green Bay. Pretty serious.
I can speak on that to your point. I've got a plethora of young guys right now who are all blue collar workers making bank, buying, getting pre-approved. They're paying, like you said, we're going back to nice down payments.
Right.
They want to keep their house payment low. They want to buy responsibly. And it's really refreshing to see.
Right.
My husband and I are big. My husband was blue collar. He was an HVAC guy for 25 years.
Right.
You know, we're big. I went to a 4-year college, got a degree to do a job I don't need a degree in.
Yeah.
So like I'm not somebody, there are certain things you need to do to go get a degree for, but I also think that there's so much out there where you can go to a 2-year tech school.
Absolutely.
And be far more advanced into your career by the time you're 20 and go get those lineman jobs, go get those carpenter, plumber, HVAC
welders.
I mean, there is some serious money to be made there.
And job security and benefits. Yeah. We talk about that when I
all of it.
Talk to these students about that. And, you know, these liberal arts people, it's like, ooh, that's okay. You think broad, but the technical schools, it's not like you just learn how to do technical things. They do teach some broader subjects there too. I mean, I don't know if there's really art appreciation, but, you know, they get more. There's law classes that you take, and if you're getting a technical degree, so that you at least understand, you know, contract law and some things.
Yep.
But I just think my point in that is that there's a lot. It's not just lower interest rates. But the inventory comes through having a workforce.
Right, and 100%.
We've got a good technical school here. We've got a good, you know, carpenter. We've got some great apprentice Great trades and programs here, but you know, we've got to encourage people to do it. It's a very respectable and very, very profitable and very secure job. I think there's more job security in that than there is in law.
I sat on the board of directors. This was a while back, but I sat on the board of directors for the Brown County Home Builders Association, and I was the chair of the PAC fundraiser. And part of what that came with was having these students apply for these grants to the tech school. Because we knew this was, you know, even 10 years ago, we knew that those trade jobs were going to be, you know, they were diminishing. And so we needed to refill them. And we could hardly get enough people to apply for the grants. We had more money to give than apply for the grants. So
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I know there's still grants available with your associations. So as a student, if you're looking at it and you're not sure how you're going to put yourself through school, look for those grants for those blue collar jobs because they are out there. And that is direct to the housing market.
Can I just ask one last question?
Yeah.
I just need a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
For people that have been waiting to buy a house because they think the interest rates are going to all of a sudden magically drop of half a point, that didn't happen, did it?
Not last night.
Okay.
But we're on our way to seeing it.
It is a sign of relief, yes. I'm grateful for.
Okay.
It is a sign of relief.
First step, at least.
First step. Right. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you guys
Thank
so
you,
much.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Give a number if people have questions.
Yeah, we
got to
call you.
920-606-1156.
All right, it's on our
606-1156.
Website.
606-1156. Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks for being here and
you
clearing this
it.
Up for us.
Right.
Anytime.
You brought some complicated stuff and made it really clear.
Thank you.
So I'm not smart. We'll be back with more. Right. And there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it.
All right, time to text and win with the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. With more details, it's Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's time for the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
All right, this hour's keyword is democracy. DEMOCRACY, democracy. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your choice to win this statewide contest.
Or your chance.
Yep, absolutely. Again, this hour's keyword is democracy.
Your chance.
So download that Civic Media app. You should have that anyway. Listen to the stations that way. Text in right now, democracy. You've got until 8 o'clock to do it. Your next chance to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg. On Matt Nair on Air. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor.
You know, I always thought it was a guy named Matt and somebody else named Nair or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, it's Jane Matt Nair. She's been in radio a long time.
Very cool.
Yep.
Who picks the words?
What words?
Is that you?
No.
You know, the keywords, you know, helmet.
Corporate.
Corporate. Okay. Yeah. Just curious.
That's a corporate decision there.
I didn't know if we were looking across the window at corporate here. I didn't know. All right.
Hey,
great
stuff
contest.
From Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Boy, does she cut right through the BS.
Oh, 23 years.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. It's disappointing, though, too, in the same way, isn't it? I was assuming, I just thought that automatically mortgage rates all of a sudden would go from, what are they now, 5.5?
I think a little higher now.
Higher than, you know what I mean? I thought full half price would, or half point would happen, which is a lot of money.
Well,
when you add that up per month.
Oh my God. The average price home in the United States is like over 400,000.
Is that amazing?
And it is. And then when you take that 0.5% and you take it over, 30 years, I mean, it's hundreds of thousands you're going to save. So that will come down. I mean, like you said, it just was announced yesterday and that's what they, of course the banks got to get their money from the government. So that will be lower and they need to pass that on. I think her good point that she made was be really careful on the refinancing. If you're going to refinance, the costs, because they roll it into your mortgage and it's like, wait a minute, am I winning this game or not? I'm just got a lower interest rate, but a higher amount, a dollar amount.
Yeah.
So
I didn't get ahead on this.
No.
Right.
So anyway, but she said, if you can, recoup your refinancing costs in a year, 18 months, that's a good deal. Because then you got another, 14, 15 years at that lower rate. But anyway, it's a little complicated.
You know, I still
you
think.
You can always just pay cash.
I still think the greatest thing somebody can possibly do if they're in that situation where they're really trying to get a house, go to the parents or whomever, where it's like, if you've got something stocked away for us, I could really use it now more than 14 years from now or something.
I mean, that's a tough.
It's a tough ass
conversation.
Tough conversation.
Can you imagine, though, the people who are younger than us, I mean, let's be honest, they're probably going to have less money stocked away or socked right. away than our parents had and all that. I just think because of the way things are, right?
Right.
Right.
What's going to happen to the next generation?
I know, right? Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, something needs, you hate to say it, but something almost needs to snap because I don't think gradually things are just go back no. to no. I don't, whatever no. we're called normal. No. I just don't think they are.
So, and you got
to. And live. Where does it begin? Where do you start to, you know what I mean?
You got to live somewhere, right? So what is it going to be, this communal living where, you know.
I don't think we have to go that far with it, but something's got to change. And
something has to change.
I think the guy who putting these additions on for like your in-laws or mother-in-law house where they can't, you know.
Yeah.
I just think we got to live differently right now. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but I just think there's got to be something different. Like maybe that, like when we build that place up in Nugani,
of course,
that's the, you know, the weed and feed place we're right. going to have. But I think there's got to be different.
Weed and feed. That is not a bad. I got to be honest with you.
You know, that's not bad.
Because like, we're going to live
animal
land.
Farm animal feed right up yeah. there for yeah. farmers and
that
stuff.
Is, but then, do you just see that? Some of the best ideas come from just people throwing out things like that.
But there's
weed
gotta,
and feed.
We got to look at different wow. things. But there's something out there. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But the last thing we want to do is have the have and have nots. That would be awful yes. for this country. So.
But anyway. What I'm saying is art, the old thing was always like, for my era, it's like you get that job and you no, save as much and you try to get that first house, then you sell it and the equity gives you another. And that's just the way it's always been.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something's thrown a monkey wrench
into that.
You
can't get in the game.
You can't get into the game.
Yeah. Well, it's because, you know, food prices are so high and everything's up and people aren't just making that much more money
no.
than we used to make.
No, they're not. No. They're
but
not.
Some people are.
Some are. But well, I will
say
this.
Point. That's, yeah, that's my point. Yeah, right?
And that's
the corporations
a good point.
And
that's a really good point.
The CEOs, they're making a lot of money.
Yeah. Farm yeah, they are. Huh? Who else?
Yeah. The big farm. Just some of these industries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best industry to go in these days? I thought what Kristen was talking about was the trades was a phenomenal yes. bit of advice.
Well, as an entrepreneur, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, if you could, you know, you can always build that business. But, I mean, you just see it. You know, they say that, you know, down the road. But you want to have a plumber that you know.
Right.
You call. You may be sitting for a few days or weeks. You
oh,
know?
It's, weeks.
It, you want to get someone. And like she said, was it her husband that was in HVAC?
Yeah.
You know, and they
great,
seem to be doing
great
right.
Great trades.
Right?
Great work. You'll so, always have work.
And I don't know why. I don't know. That's a very respectable industry, and I don't know why more people don't do it. And
well, you know, she said she went to school for 4 years and then got a job. Right. It's something she didn't need
she could have gone
for.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of kids are doing that these days where it's just like, I'm going to get my degree and then see what's out there and hope that degree gives them a heads up over somebody else. And that's frustrating because I'm not saying that a good thing. I'm talking to a lot of kids where I'm just going to get my degree and so and then kind of see what's up. You can't do that anymore, really.
Or you want to focus on something and then yeah, get your degree.
I and put all your eggs yeah. in that. I'm
you had a good job, and we have both family in that. That not a bad job is that whole mortician thing.
Oh, God, yes.
You know?
Oh. Oh.
That was never even on the docket when I was a kid. Like, we didn't talk about, I don't
dead,
know why.
Oh, I mean, I don't mean to sound here, but dead people are my future. I'm just saying, because when I put together, when Dom runs that funeral home, and I put together the social aspect of it.
Oh, that could work.
That is going to work.
Talk about your weed and feed right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is going to work. When I have that hospitality section of the funeral home.
And this is just drink and die. Yeah. It's
all right. Something off. Quick break. Back. Cab over feet with a reefer on.
Jimmy calling hugs. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.